This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we have been reading through the Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised, for you are Abba, the bread of life and our companion. You are the God of our dreams and the divine Redeemer. You're ever-present, faithful and true. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are the helmet of salvation for us. You're the intelligent designer, and you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. The King of the universe is your name. You're the living God, and you are mercy-laden. You never change, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are the opener of our hearts, the perfecter of our faith, and you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. For you are robed in majesty. You're the sun and the shield, the truth. You're unmatched in your beauty. You're visionary in your ways. You are the watchful one over us. And Lord, you are excellent. You are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. O Lord, we come to praise you today. We thank you for your greatness, how you made everything, the heavens and the earth and all that dwell in it, how you give love without any boundaries, and it's endless. Help us to love like you, Lord. Help us to love the children today. Help us to love our colleagues. Help us to love our administrators. Help us to love those that we encounter in conflict and those that we encounter in love. Oh, Lord, show us how to be a light, especially in any dark places, for the dark cannot maintain when light is around. That is your way. Let us represent you well today in our schools and help it to be a place of light so that you may be glorified. Lord, we love you and thank you for this opportunity to pray to you and to lift you up. You are wonderful. We thank you in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're up to Psalm 148, and we're going to hear from Toni Weddle today. She does a real good job introducing herself. The Word of God, Psalm 148.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Toni Weddle. I'm a middle school educator from Bullitt County, Kentucky, and I'm honored to read Psalm 148 today. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Oh yes, praise the Lord for the reading of his word. And thank you, Tony, for reading Psalm 148 for us today. Let us praise Psalm 148. To the King of the earth, praise the Lord, all you people. Let all the people of our school communities praise you, Lord. You have made the heavens and the earth and all who dwell in it. You control the weather and maintain your creation. May all the children in our schools learn to praise you, Lord, for your majesty. May all the paraprofessionals in our schools praise you, Lord, for your generosity. May all the teachers and coaches praise you, Lord, for your wisdom. May all the administrators praise you, Lord, for your protection. Your name alone is excellent, Lord. Your glory is above the earth and the heavens. Who can really grasp your grandeur? Give us eyes to see your majestic creation and all the image bearers that we interact with today. May you be given all the glory and praise. We pray in the holy name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each day. I'd love to read you our daily devotional for today. It is written by Katina Wetter-Wright. She's a Christian educator and an elementary school teacher from Indiana. In addition to teaching, she runs a blog that she calls Reflections of a Believer and wrote a book, The First 30 Days, A Challenge to Change Your Mind and Revolutionize Your Eternal Destiny. Katina's devotional today for Christian educators is called God's Handiwork. The verse that she chose is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In April, many of us saw one of the most amazing celestial phenomena, a total solar eclipse. It was a marvelous sight. An eerie silence filled the space as the temperature dropped, the roosters began to crow, and darkness fell over our yard. Then, just as quickly as it came upon us, it was receding. Light crept back in, animals went back about their business, and life returned to normal. This spectacular event left me in awe of God's handiwork. How breathtaking that he created the universe in such a way that it has such order that we can predict such things as a solar eclipse. See, our God is a God of order. And just as this world has order, so do our lives. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has a plan for our lives. He is loving, and he has given us the tools we need to succeed in this life. Yet we must choose to walk out the perfect plan he has for us. Being a God of order, he cannot, nor will he, go against his word. Therefore, as Christians, we must ensure we are not going against his word either. So today, as you reflect on April's total solar eclipse, think about how amazing it is that God could achieve such a phenomenon. Then ask yourself, if he can set the moon and the sun on the perfect course to present us with this event, can he not help us walk out his perfect plan for our lives if we allow him to? Oh, Father, thank you for giving order not only to the universe, but also to our lives. Please help us to walk out your perfect will for our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And that was Christian Educators Daily Devotional, written by Katina Wetter-Wright today, called God's Handiwork. Friends, we're going to pray one more time together today at 1:16 p.m. That is a special time because it's based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And friends, we're going to be praying today to remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that comes from Nehemiah 8:10. So look for joy today that comes from Him alone and ask Him for it. And so, my friends, when your alarm goes off, if you happen to forget that prompt, just count yourself normal. Just pray and join your brothers and sisters across the nation who are praying with you at 1:16 p.m. Now, before I bless you, I wanted to let you know that because there's only two more Psalms and we're far too early to end the podcast, we're going to be doing evergreen episodes. And that simply means that there are 17 more days after we finish Psalm 150 until the end of May. So I have chosen 17 Psalms that are a part of this podcast from this year, and I'm going to replay them for you and hope that they bless your socks off. And so, my friends, let me bless you with our blessing from this school year, Psalm 23. I'm going to read it to you from the 1599 Geneva Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to rest in green pasture and leadeth me by the still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I should walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the sight of mine adversaries. Thou dost anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Doubtless, kindness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall remain a long season in the house of the Lord. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.